What is your name?
Dorothy Houghton.
When did you join the Denver unit of WOSL?
1971.
Were you in the service?
I joined the American Red Cross in 1943 and then came in the Army in 1948.
Why did you come in the service?
Wanted to travel primarily.
Before you came in the Army, what did you do?
I was a physical therapist before I came in the Army. Before I came in the Red Cross, I was a secretary.
What did you do in the service?
In the Red Cross, I was a hospital secretary. In the Army, I was a physical therapist.
What does a physical therapist do?
Primarily exercises for various disabilities, orthopedics for things like stroke, Parkinsonians, and various things, kids with cerebral palsy and various muscular disabilities and osteo.
How long were you in the Army?
20 years.
Where did you travel while you were in the service?
While I was in the Army, I was in Fort Sam, Houston, went from there to Japan, to the Philippines, back to Japan, to Valley Forge, to Fort Knox, to Fort McPherson, to Madigan, to Fort Polk, to Germany, to Fitzsimmons.
What kind of housing did you have when you were in the service?
It was mostly nursing quarters, and for a while I was able to live in a private apartment.
What kind of medical care was available to you?
Anything that was needed.
What kind of uniforms did you wear?
When I first came in, we were wearing seersucker wraparound duty uniforms and pink and greens for dress. And then we finally got into white uniforms for duty and went to taupe uniforms and then to the green with the dress blues.
When you went in the service, what was the biggest adjustment you had to make?
Oh, I don't really know, because I'd been in the Red Cross before and it was not a lot different what I was doing.
Can you relate a couple of either funny or sad or some experiences that were particularly notable to you?
In Japan, it was fun to travel around the country after the peace talks started in Korea. We had we were sending patients home as fast as they were able, and we weren't getting any more in, so we weren't very busy. I bought a secondhand car, and we did a lot of traveling around the Tokyo area, and I enjoyed that very much.
When you went in the Army, did you plan to make it a career?
Yes.
After you left the service, you retired. What did you do?
I worked for 5 years as a physical therapist at Colorado General Hospital. And then I quit working there and stayed home and started carving and keeping up a house and yard, or trying to.
When you say you joined the Red Cross and then went into the physical therapy part of the Army, explain that to me.
Well, I had never heard of physical therapy until I was in this hospital unit. And I knew I didn't want to spend the rest of my life working in somebody's office, and physical therapy appealed to me. And one of the physical therapists I was with in Marseille became a good friend of mine, and she answered all my questions and is still a good friend of mine. And I came home and went to PT school and then worked for about a little over a year as a civilian and then joined the Army.
What does being a member of WSL mean to you?
Well, I've always liked my country, and this is a patriotic organization, and our local unit has a lot of neat people in it.
Would you recommend a career in the service for a young woman today?
Well, I would have never recommended it. I think you have to have a special type of personality to really enjoy it. And the Army is so different now from what it was when I was in it that's a hard question to answer. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Thank you very much.